The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, great, and welcome everybody to our Monday night business call. Please pay attention to that disclaimer. It's very important. You know, we love what we're doing and we want to protect it. So always really under promise and over deliver, right? Because that's what we do. We welcome people to our community. We help them learn the four components. And then over time, they decide to become coaches, potentially business coaches. And from there, with a lot of hard work, you can be successful and continue to work. And that's what I love about it, is really that there's no glass ceiling from the standpoint that we can really have fun, enjoy what we do, get healthier, improve our health, our well-being, and I'll help some people along the way. So with that, I'd love to bring on now Selena and Don Murphy. You guys come on. It's really exciting to have you guys. Are you there? There you are.
We're here. Hi, Dr. A.
Hi, guys.
We are so, so happy to be here tonight. Thank you so much for having us on to share some exceptional leaders in our organization. Exceptional is the perfect word to describe Nicole and Terrence Heller. They do such beautiful heart work. Yes, hard work, but heart work. And so much hustle behind everything they do. They lead with a relentless pursuit to help mankind and to further this mission. And it really is our tremendous honor to introduce Integrated Presidential Directors, Terrence and Nicole Heller. We are so, so proud of you guys and can't wait for everyone to hear what you have to say.
Thank you guys so much, Dr. A. Thank you so much for having us here tonight. I am overwhelmed with emotion for tonight. For me, weight has been something I've struggled with my entire life. I'm gonna try not to cry tonight, but weight has been something that's been part of our lives forever. You know, we've been together a long time and we've struggled in that area for a really long time. And I've always tried all the fads out there. And honestly, when I started Optavia, I thought it was just the next best thing. I found another fad. And 2 weeks in, things were so different for me. I was 16 pounds down. Terrence was hopping on board with me. And my friends wanted to do this with me. And we started building community. I started coaching 2 weeks in. And because why not? You know, my friends wanted to do this with me. I wanted to share my heart with them. It felt amazing to do that. And the road to 100 pounds for both of us were over that 9 month period. And I realize now that it really was me taking that weight off, and I was carrying it in a backpack. I was continuing to carry that weight. I was driven there by accountability as a coach and driven there by accountability with my team around me and my community around me and leaning into that, but the life book wasn't out yet. So when I hit that 100 pounds down, I got there and I was like, oh God, now what? Now what do I do now? And full disclosure, Dr. A, I started reading that book because my clients and coaches had it and I felt like I had to read it. And as I started reading it, I was like, this is it. This is what I needed. This was my missing piece. This is how I unload this backpack of 100 pounds that I'm carrying. And it was not just full of the physical weight. It was preconceived notions. It was self-doubt. It was poor habits. It was all those other things that were around us as a family that I needed to unwrap. And really, self-reflection and acceptance of current reality meant nothing without the implementation of those habits that I was learning. And I'm so grateful for that piece. And I feel like for business, for us, we lead from there. You know, I feel like, you know, we can give almost anybody a box of food and help them lose weight. And we're so fortunate that we have these fuelings, but that's not what this is about. You know, from that point on, it really became, how do we become the dominant force for ourselves? It's not about what other people are saying, what other people are doing, what's happening in the world around us. It's what's happening. What matters most is what's in our house and in the house of our leaders. and being able to connect with them on that level. So the road, I feel like, to IPT really became that dreaming piece. And a fun little transactional piece that I think is a huge part for us is the moment, you know, we all open Connect in the morning, we all do it. And you open up Connect in the morning, and if your eyes go to that GQV instead of your FQV, not that your FQV is not important, when you're looking at your group as a whole and you're starting to dream with those people, you're starting to really want to help them become the dominant force in your life. That's what drove our business to IPD, wanting to really travel that life with them. The fuel's kind of driving us through that road, but at the same time, really being able to say, we can change our habits. We can empty that backpack. We can do better. We can be better. We can serve others. And that's really where things shifted for us. And for me, Terrence and I, Terrence is a police officer. He's a lieutenant in Nassau County. And I will say that being a cop's wife has never been an easy identity for me. And I wanted him to retire since the day he walked out of the academy, to be real. And our life has always been set. You know, we both come from, you know, our families that everything's set. You know, he was going to work this amount of time, and we were going to do this in our family, and we were just going to live status quo, which was beautiful. And I'm grateful every day for what his career has given us. But I've always wanted him to be home. Terrence is getting ready to retire and come home. And I think that it came with hard work and dedication and hours of him taking care of the kids while I was working. And it came with a decision that we made as business owners and decisions as we made as parents. And being able to say, I'm so grateful from where we were. But when Terrence first started Optavia with me, Dr. A, he met you on the cruise. And he said to me, I said, Terrence, like, what if I was brand new coach. And I was like, what if we can design a life around what matters most? What if we can, you know, retire in 20 years instead of 36 years on our family plan? What if we can do that? And he was like, I love my job. I'm a police officer. This is who I am. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I get it. And seeing his transformation through his identity as a police officer, saying we can attain a different level of freedom for our family with hard work and dedication, and show our family that we can design a life that's important to us, was such a game changer. And when I talk to leaders, I want them to feel what we can do with hard work and dedication, and be able to say that, you know, this is about coming together and really creating the memories, bringing our families together, being able to have that peace that's so important. And how do we do that? Do you want to add a little bit about you? Maybe retiring, maybe?
She obviously, you see the driving force in this. So I'm the secondary guy, but it is amazing. The program's changed my life individually. I lost 100 pounds. I never thought I would. I didn't think I needed to lose 100 pounds. But beyond that, it has taught me. We met Dr. A on the boat, and you said something you probably say to a lot of people, and it stuck with me. He said, you're ready to help me change the world. And I came home and I kind of laughed about it at first. You're like such an intense person, and you have such a mission. And I've always been a very cynical person, I guess, is what I do. Being a policeman, you never believe in these things. And we have changed, helped change the world. And it's an amazing feeling that you can, I've changed my mentality. And when I talk to other, particularly other husbands that of coaches and people we interact with, like I tell them, you have to open your mind. This company's allowed us to dream on a level we couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's not typical. It's hard work. We work hard, but it's amazing.
But also being able to include your spouse. Like, I think if we walk away with one piece of information here is that you're not by yourself. You know, you're creating this vision of health and a mission to truly serve other people. You're not alone. If you have a family and a spouse and children, include that in what you're doing. That's the longevity piece for you. My kids are excited to turn 18 and get a coach kit. Like, they're excited about that part of really being able to say, you know, I really want to be, you know, a lawyer, or I want to be an actuary. My son talks about being an actuary, but I want to do that because it's important to me. But I know that my source of income may come from health coaching.
He wants to be an epidemiologist.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's fantastic. Like, let's dream big together. And I think that that's the biggest takeaway for me, is that taking that backpack off really was not just full of the weight. It was the ability to open my mind that it's full of a lot of things, and we have to let that go. And we have to allow ourselves to dream with other people through hard work and really be on that mission to serve other people. Take yourself out of that equation. It is not about us anymore. And it is just about serving. And once you're willing to give your heart and serve those other people, you will reach your goals, but it really has to start with being able to give your heart to other people.
Nicole, that's awesome. And Terrence, I remember exactly that day, my friend. Great to see you again. And it's great to see you. I know it's a tough time.
Thank you.
I know it's a tough time to be a policeman, and you're in service, and, you know, obviously service in your profession and being able to continue to grow, to open up to all the possibilities. It's just, it's awesome. That's what makes us so great, is that the opportunity, like you said, it takes a lot of hard work, and you guys have worked your rears off. So congratulations. It's good to see you about ready to come home for safe from harm, Terrence. I know that's great for your family. It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yep. Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to move over to Tiffany Howard, Integrated Presidential Director. I know you have some people to talk about tonight yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. A. It's always an honor. It's so fun to be on here, and especially to get to introduce this incredible firecracker. Some of y'all know who she is, and I will tell you, she is such a light in the world. Everyone who meets her leaves her presence better. She literally lights up every room she walks in. And you know, Dr. A, this is such a relational business. We change lives when people trust us. And everyone loves and trusts this incredible human. And she is a dear friend to me. I'm so thankful. I say all the time, the best part of coaching is the friendships that you make that you otherwise wouldn't know. And I wouldn't have ever known this beautiful soul if it wasn't for coaching. And I will say that I may have the privilege of introducing her, but she has made me better. Every time I speak to her, she makes me better. Her team loves her. She loves people so, so well. And it's a joy and an honor to introduce her alongside her incredible coach and mentor, Jolene, the amazing Ashley Martin.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Tiffany. I love you so much. Well, I feel so, so grateful and so humbled to be here with all of you tonight and just share a little bit of my story with you all. So a little bit about me. I am a mama to six boys. Yes, six. Wow. Five I birthed, and then one that I've been blessed to be part of his life since he was 4 years old. He's almost 17. And then the other five are nine, all the way down to 1 year old. So to say, our life is crazy and chaotic and busy is a total understatement. And like most of us, I needed to lose weight. I had to gain a lot of weight from having all the children. And, you know, I was pregnant, you know, five times, like back to back to back, basically. And so before I could lose the weight, I was pregnant again. So in August of 2018, I had reached a point of desperate. And actually, I heard about the program 4 months prior, was on a health assessment and decided I'm going to do it on my own. I don't need this program. And sure enough, 4 months later, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, and reached desperate and hopped on our program. And of course, within a couple of weeks, I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Completely mind blown at the transformation I was having. But about 4 weeks on the program, my sister and then my best friend, who were my mentors above me, they were like, hey, you should coach. Let's coach Ashley. You love it. You're doing so good. And I was like, absolutely not. I am not coaching. No way. I wanted nothing to do with it. I would say I probably told them no for like 2 to 3 weeks. I'm like, I am not doing it. But I always tell everyone, they basically bossed me into it. If I can say that, they bossed me into coaching. And I'm so grateful for it, like completely so grateful. But I say this to you just so that you know that if you have clients that are telling you no to coaching, don't give up on them, right? They could be your next IPD. So stay persistent and just believe in them and love in them. And you never know, they just might come around. But when I said yes to coaching, I thought, okay, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to be super coachable and do what my mentors say. And it didn't take long for me to just fall in love with it and realize, I mean, I already knew what a gift the program was for sure, but then to be able to pay it forward to family and friends and all these people and see their lives radically change, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And this is so much fun. But it was also such a blessing to my family as well. And so within weeks, I was all in, like 100,000%. I'm like, I'm in. And I knew this was what the Lord was equipping me for so long prior. I knew that this is how I was meant to use my spiritual gifts and talents. And I full-heartedly believed I could do it. I believed from the very beginning that, you know, I could help a lot of people and get to executive director and then get to FIBIC and then to get to global and all the way up. And I didn't necessarily know how to do that or like what I was doing necessarily in the beginning or the perfect path, but I just knew and believed I could. And it wasn't like surface level belief, you know, like, oh, I hope I do it. I hope I can help some people, or maybe one day I'm going to try really hard to be FIBIC and I hope I get there. No, like I believed with every fiber in me, I was going to be successful. And I'm really, if you know me and you've heard any of my trainings before, I'm really big on mindset and affirmations and speaking what you want into your life, into existence. You know, our minds are so powerful and it does not know the difference between real life and like fantasy, right? So the things that you think daily and the words that you say to yourself truly do impact and affect what happens in your life. And so I'm really big on the saying, like, what you think becomes and what you expect to happen will. So if you're sitting here right now as a coach, brand new, or maybe doing this for a couple of years and you're thinking, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm good enough. There's no way I can get to executive director. There's no way I can get to whatever rank or goal you have. I don't post like she does. I'm not good at signing up clients. I'm terrified to talk about coaching or whatever that negative self-talk is. You guys, you're speaking that into existence, and that's why those things aren't happening. And so when you start telling yourself, I am good, I am confident, I enroll clients so easily, I am bold, and talk about coaching, I am successful, I am exec director, I am global, those things will start to happen in your life and in your business. When you start picturing what you want to happen in your life every single day, and you play it out in your head like a movie, like it's currently happening, your mind starts to believe that's your current reality. So it's going to change the way you behave. It's going to change the way you react, the way you handle situations. It changes your confidence and your posture and the way you show up each day. It shows you opportunities that you might have otherwise missed. And so you start to attract that energy and bring those things to you. There's so much power, you know, in our words and the things that we think. So be very, very mindful of how you're talking to yourself every day, because I always think it can either help you or it can hurt you, right? I decided, okay, I'm going to go for global. I was nowhere close to it. I think I was integrated national, but I was like, I'm going to go for it. You know, I wanted it. I expected it to happen. And well, I believed it would. So I just made it my goal and I embodied myself. I'm talking like day in, day out, visualizing what it would be like when I'm global, right? What would my team look like? What would my organization be like? How would I lead them? How would I talk to them? How would I talk on trainings? What would it feel like when I hit it? What would I wear? How would I celebrate? What would my husband do, you know, to celebrate me? All the things, you guys. And I pictured it daily as if it were happening in that moment. And so like probably for 6 months, I spoke that over me day in and day out. I visualize myself at that higher level. And I even told myself, okay, ooh, Tiffany Howard, when I hit global, she's going to ask me to talk on her training about how I did it with all these kids and how I manage it all. And so you guys, I went there like, and I just didn't imagine any of this. Like I fully embraced it and I acted it out all the time. So like when I was folding laundry, I literally was folding laundry and like talking to my clothes as if they were the audience, saying my speech on the training for Tiffany Howard. There'd be times I'm like driving in my car and I know my kids are probably like, my mom, who is she talking to? She is such a weirdo, because I'm up here talking to myself as I'm driving down the road. But like, I just really engulfed myself in that visualization. And I was living in that moment as actually like it was happening. I mean, I expected it to happen. So I figured I need to be prepared. And sure enough, when I hit global, guess who asked me to speak on her training? I got a text from Tiffany Howard asking me to do it. But again, what you think becomes and what you expect to happen will. And although I'm a firm believer in your mindset and affirmations, we can't just sit here and believe and visualize and speak these things over us every day, but then go sit on the couch and like watch Netflix, you know, and expect it to fall out of the sky into our lap, right? You have to do the work. And I promise you, I did the work. I expected it to happen. I expected big things in my life and in this business, but I also knew that I couldn't be successful doing nothing. And I knew it's going to take a daily commitment and a decision to show up every single day for this business. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we have 6 boys, right? So, and when I started, 4 of them were under 6, and then I've had a baby within these 2.5 years. So as you can imagine, it was crazy. It has not always been pretty. It's been messy and chaotic and not perfect. But I embraced the chaos and I didn't let that be a reason or like an excuse for me not to show up. Instead, it became a reason why I was going to show up, right? There were days I remember throwing the kids in the car and like buckling them in and driving around for an hour to do health assessments for myself or practice calls for my coaches. Cause I'm like, well, you're contained and you're somewhat quiet, so I can do it. There are lots of times I was balancing babies on my hip in circles around the house while doing client support. I've done Zooms with kids throwing tantrums and fighting. I've worked in the car during our kids' sport practices. You know, I woke up early some mornings. I worked while they napped. There was a season when my husband would lay down all the kids for me. I love him. And what, you know, such a big help for me, but he would lay the kids down like at 7:30 and then I'm in my office till about 10, you know, night after night. And it took sacrifice at times and being inconvenienced, but, and there were moments I wanted me time, but I always remember like, but I want this more. And looking back, it was so worth it. You know, you can settle for the life that you have or fight for the life that you want. And, you know, we were blessed before this business, you know, we were very comfortable. We were content, but I wanted more. And I was willing to give up the good for the great. I wanted abundant blessings, not just for me, but for so many other people. You are all worthy for more, more abundance, more blessings, more comfort, more peace, more experiences, more memories to create. But I'm going to ask you, do you believe that you're worth that, right? Do you believe that that kind of life is possible for you? Are you dreaming big enough? Because whether you think you can or can't, you're right. And I promise you, I am no one special, right? I am a busy, crazy mom, usually a hot mess express. If you know me, I am like type F. There is no type A in this body at all. I was a failed business owner before this. Didn't have a huge sphere of influence. I can be introverted at times. I'm not a marketing major, a business degree, right? But I knew I could work hard and I knew I could be coachable. And I knew if I did exactly what the leaders before me did and what they did to get where they got, I could too. So you just have to keep believing bigger things are possible, envisioning what you want in your life, speaking that over you, making the decision to show up as your higher self every day. And then you really do just have to show up and do the work consistently. So thank you so, so much for having me on. I feel so humbled and so honored and just so grateful to Tiffany and to all of our mentors who have really guided the path for us and to be part of this amazing mission and amazing company. So thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, Ashley. And again, do the work, expect success and do the work, right? That's the combination. And bottom line is miracles happen every day in our lives if we really look for them. So awesome, man. You're a dynamo. Great to have you. Thanks for all the work you're doing to help us change the world. And we've got a great future together. So welcome. It's great to have you with us. Cool. Awesome. And I'd like to now bring on, last but not least, we have Jeff and Tessie Franz are going to be introduced by the Kilpatricks. How are the Kilpatricks tonight?
Hey, Dr. Ray.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Sir?
How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here with all of these incredible leaders tonight. And what an honor. I mean, these coaches have done the work. They've yeah. worked very hard, but they've done the hard work, but also the heart work. And so I want to introduce a coach tonight that has really blown my mind, Dr. A. He came to me and he was desperate. He just needed help with his healthy, he needed a healthy body. And that was kind of the open door for Jeff. And so we worked on the healthy body and that led to a healthy mind and then some healthy finances. I mean, I think we're all on this call tonight because we want a great life, and insert disclaimer. I mean, we have to be careful with that. But with the hard work, that shows you that this company takes care of our coaches. And when you lead with your heart and you lead with excellence and you have a heart to see other people succeed and their health and all these other areas that we offer, great things happen. And, you know, Dr. A, I've often said this, that, you know, I believe OptaVia is an incredible vehicle, unlike anything else. I mean, we're the second fastest growing company in the world right now. You just can't be that if you don't have, to offer. And the way I look at it is OptaVia is a Ferrari. Every coach has the same opportunity, and they throw you the keys to a Ferrari, and some people decide to drive it like a Ford Pinto. I mean, they want to cruise around 15, 20 miles an hour around town. And I just remember that day that Jeff France reached out to me. He had a very strong why. This guy's very driven. He's been in the insurance business. He's also worked on an oil rig. And he treated it like a Ford Pinto for a while. I ain't gonna lie to you. He sure did. But one day Jeff's eyes got opened and I threw Jeff the keys and Jeff said, I'm ready to get on the interstate. And when he floored it, he floored it. He's one of the fastest growing coaches right now. And I'm so proud of this guy. He's so driven. And he's just leading with excellence, and he inspires me. He really does. He's a great guy. got a great heart. He's leading a phenomenal team. So without further ado, the man that's driving the Ferrari at breaknecking speeds, Mr. Jeff France, would you please come off mute?
Thank you, JM. Love you, brother. And first and foremost, just let me kind of give some honor to you, my friend. Thank you so much for being such a good friend and such a good mentor and pouring so much into me. Hats off to Pat Schatzline. Also hats off to Corey Baker, Dan Ballantyne, Doug Wood, all you guys. All the labor and love that you put into all of us had such a major impact on my business. So I just want to take just a minute just to honor you guys. And what a blessing it is to be a part of such an amazing thing. It's not only changing people's health in this country, but also has a global mission to get the world healthy again. So for me and my story, I lost 49 pounds on program. My wife, Tessie, lost 62 pounds on program. It radically changed our lives and our health. And I became a health coach about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months maybe after becoming a client. And I was the coach that wasn't coachable or teachable. That was me, right? So teachable means you're willing to listen. Coachable means you're willing to put things into action that you hear or that you learn. I was neither of the two. However, I was fortunate enough to hit executive director somewhat early in my coaching career, and I was comfortable there. It was fun getting my food paid for, paying for a couple of bills. I was just having a blast helping family members and friends. I was enlightened that there was actually so much more that was possible with this vehicle that was given to us. And then as I started exploring the compensation plan, my eyes started opening, and I was like, wow, if I was able to get to these ranks and put the effort and the hard work and the drive and the grind that it would take to get to these levels, I would actually be able to retire myself from the oil field. And so I had a job in the oil field where I was gone roughly 16 days out of the month. I was gone away from my wife and gone away from my family, and I'd work 12 to 14 hours a day. And so I developed a why. I developed a why for going all in with this thing. And so I told JM, I said, I'm going to give this thing 1 year. I'm going to give it 150%. I'm going to do 150% commitment to you, 150% commitment to myself and my family, and 150% commitment to Lord. I'm going to give it everything I got, and I'm going to work this thing with everything that I have. And so I did just that. From that day forward, it was from the time I woke up in the morning until the time I went to bed, I got on a relentless pursuit of action, pursuing what my why, pursuing my dream. And do you know, when I went for it, went all in, I mean, relentless pursuit. I wasn't the guy doing 3 or 4 conversations a day. When I had an hour to spare at my job site and my work was done, I was a guy that was doing as many conversations, making as many connections, pouring love into as many people as I possibly could within that hour. I was that guy. Relentless pursuit. But do you know, in that month, when I went all in and made that dedication to myself, my coach, my family, and to the Lord, do you know I fell back? I went from executive director all the way down to manager. Most people would have quit, right? Most people would have stopped right there. Can I tell you that success is in the eyes of the beholder, right? It's forever what you want to get out of this. Everybody determines their level of success in this thing. But I can promise you that no matter what level of success that you're trying to accomplish, there will always be obstacles that confront you, that try to stop you. And if you're not willing to look at that obstacle in the face, right? Have a standoff with it, go around it, go over it, blow it up, whatever you got to do. You'll never, ever, 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 ever get to that level of success that you're working so hard to get to. So I pushed through that and continued to work. I think by December, I got back to the executive director. I actually got to the point, the income level I needed to get to able to quit my job in the oil field. And a couple of months later, my wife was able to quit her job. And now we've been doing this full time ever since. And right. And so what an amazing, amazing tool, what amazing, amazing vehicle this company has offered us for our family and our future. But I'll stick to my story. I'm just a redneck from Theodore, Alabama, that started off with 500 Facebook friends that was willing to dream, that wanted more out of life for myself and my family and for the people I partnered with. And, you know, within that journey, people think, oh, when you get to IPD, you've got 10 EDs and you got 5 FIBCs. Man, it is such a haul to get there. For you IPDs that are out there, you know darn well, it's probably more like you had 8 FIVCs and 15 to 20 EDs to get to that rank, right? But the moral of the story is if you work hard and you persevere and you push and you have a why, you have that driving force. So here's the deal. I had the same driving force. I was the same Jeff before I had a why. Then after I created a why, the difference was is I had a why. That was my driving force to push me to a level of success that I was looking to achieve. And I want to leave you with this. If you can always make this about other people, what I love so much about this business is a sowing and reaping type business, right? The more people you bless, the more you're blessed in return. But if you can always make this about other people, if you can always make this about your clients, if you can always make this about your coach, if you can always make it about their success, their level of success that they're trying to create, if you can always make it about their dreams, then you'll see whatever level of success that you're working so hard for come to fruition. So I'd like to leave you with that. Thank you so much, Dr. A, for letting me come on today. It's just been a blessing to be on here and able to share my story in my heart, and I hope it inspired somebody. Yeah,
you're welcome, Jeff. And I have to tell you that you matched Ashley's passion, man. Between the two of you, man, this the place is about ready to explode. So thank you so much for all you're doing to help us change the world. So we're about out of time. We're running a little behind tonight, but I wanted Chelsea and Johnny Pagnini to come on and just kind of introduce. We have our call, our field-driven call coming on next. What are we talking about tonight, folks?
Hey, Dr. A, how you doing, sir? Wow, that's going to be tough to follow. These guys just really brought the fire. Oh, my gosh. So honored and humbled to be on this call with all of you guys. You know, Optavia is like a rocket ship right now. Second fastest growing company on the planet. Bringing on a lot of clients, everyone's bringing on a lot of coaches. And in this season of busyness, it's really important that we are all operating out of structure and we're all being organized in the way that we're supporting our clients and supporting our coaches. So up next, we want to talk to you guys about getting more accomplished with less time and organizing your life around what matters most.
Yes, absolutely. We're so excited. Also, we'll be providing some important information and updates about Saturday, the field-led event that's coming up. And we're also going to be sharing on that as well. So we'll see you over in a few minutes, starting at 8:30 Eastern time.
Awesome. Chelsea, Johnny, thank you so much. All right, Jan, you got to finish it up in a hurry. We like to stop on time. We're running a little bit behind, but what do you got to say tonight about Wednesday?
Awesome, Dr. A. Thank you so much. Tonight has been amazing. And Wednesday night is going to be just the same. So just as we've heard tonight, when they have been working hard to create this wonderful business that they all have, they came across some obstacles. And sometimes when we're in our health journey, we do the same. Once in a while, we hit a plateau where it's a little bit of a struggle, and sometimes your clients can get a little bit frustrated, but we are going to help you know exactly how to bust through that plateau, and we are going to have so much fun on Wednesday night. So we've got that going on, and also right after with our Stories of Transformation, we have amazing stories of what coaching has done for people to help them create an amazing experience and serving a lot of people, working hard, but bringing it and what it's done for them personally as well. So don't miss it. Wednesday night is going to rock. Dr. Ann, awesome. Thanks.
Thank you so much. And I just wanted to know, because we talked tonight a lot about how fast we're growing, is that that information comes from Fortune magazine that picked us into that category. Obviously, as we end this call, you know, success is a matter of working, being coachable and teachable, and all the things you heard. And we love our vehicle. We want to change the world and we love you to join us, but you know, make sure you know it's going to take work. So with that, let's go to the next call. See you guys. Bye.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.